This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is giving away electric bicycles as one piece of the state's plans to confront climate change. CPR's Sam Brash reports the bikes are an early attempt to do that and help lower-income Coloradans.
The cold hasn't stopped Shalon Bowens from weekend spins on her new e-bike.
It's a beautiful ruby red bike. And it has my little bougie shopping bag back here, so you can go shopping with the bag on the back.
Bowens got her bike through a program with the Colorado Energy Office. Last fall, it gave out 13 bikes to essential workers. Bowens qualified since she works for a sexual health clinic in East Denver.
I cried. I did. I was so happy because I was like, oh my God, I got the bikes.
Will Tour directs the Energy Office. The agency is leading Colorado's efforts to confront climate change. He says that'll mean big changes to transportation, which produces more greenhouse gas emissions than any other piece of Colorado's economy.
I think that equity is in transportation is really important, and that as we move to clean transportation, we need to keep that in mind.
But past efforts to support more sustainable transportation don't always help lower-income people. Take tax credits for electric vehicles. In Colorado, those often go toward Teslas or other luxury cars. Tour says the e-bike program is a test run for a different kind of policy.
We certainly wouldn't argue that alone it's going to address the transportation challenges that the state has.
And the pilot program has shown promising results so far. E-bike recipients log their activity in an app, and early data showed they replace car trips with bike trips about 3 times per week. Bowen says it's also been a tremendous help for her mental and physical health. She likes that the e-bike can do 20 miles per hour all on its own, but still lets her pedal along when she wants a workout.
I lost 70 pounds. I lost a lot of weight.
Colorado is now moving on to a bigger round of giveaways. It's taking applications for 130 e-bikes or so, this time for organizations rather than individuals. It's a tiny piece of Colorado's bigger picture plans for transportation and climate change. But Bowen says it's always good to get moving.
There you go. Yes.
I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.